He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money 1834 here, checking in on November 22nd, Monday. This is episode 104 of the Crypto Ballers podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to you if this is your first time listening to the show. Shout out to you if this is your last time or anywhere in between. Shouts to you. Now, this podcast is going to be dedicated solely to base set drop number 3, which is coming this Tuesday. That's right, 24 hours actually from the moment of recording. I get all the details you're going to need to try to figure out if this drop is going to be worth your time, or is it going to be yet another disappointment, as drop number 1 and 2 of base set has been. I don't think I'm talking out of pocket when I say the first two drops have not been great. Also, I'm going to let you in on my personal strategy for how I'm dealing with base set drop number 3. And it might surprise you, but I think I got this one figured it out. So without further ado, cue the music. Let's get right into it on a Monday.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
All right, so we have no time to waste today as I'm recording a bit later than usual. Hopefully you all had a great weekend. We had a lot of stuff actually happen. In NBA Top Shot, we got the announcement of the Series 1 pack drop that was going to cost trade tickets. Finally got announced. That's going to be coming next week. We're going to cover all that on Wednesday's podcast, but today we have to dedicate solely to base set drop number 3. Because this drop comes out in 24 hours, and there's a lot of people who are kind of sour on the base set because drop number 1 and drop number 2 have not been great. Each of them really only had like one moment that was really worth like anything, and the fact that you could max buy 10 packs on drop number 1, and then you could max buy 10 packs on drop number 2, but you had to go about it a little differently. There was people that bought 20 packs of base set so far, and they feel like they've taken a gigantic L, and I totally get it. I'm one of the people that feels like they took an L as well, just like a lot of people have. So we got to try to figure out if drop 3 is going to be worth it. Now, I looked myself in the mirror, okay? While like the theme song for Rocky plays in the background, I'm like, you know what? We can do this. We have the intestinal fortitude to say no. We're not going to go into drop number 3 because there isn't going to be anything in it unless they completely blow us away and they add some good stuff. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a look. I went ahead and made a list of the top pack pulls. I made the others receiving votes, and I've made other quad badge moments that are worth, you know, mentioning, because not all of them are going to be the big names. A little spoiler alert, we're only getting one of the rookies we were hoping to get. So it seems like at this point, every single drop, it seems like they're just giving us like one rookie. Like, here you go, you take this one. And then they leave off the other ones. So I'm assuming in drop number 4, we'll get another big name rookie. But this, I'm trying to pick up the pattern of what's going on, how they figure out which players are going to be in these base set drops. Now, we know that base set is going to stretch the whole duration of the NBA season. So I get why they're kind of dragging the rookies along, because they're only going to get the quad badge moment one time. But this time is going to a player that we've been, you know, actually waiting on. So that's exciting. So let's talk about the top pack pulls. Actually, before we talk about the top pack pulls, let's talk a little bit about the drop itself. So this is base set drop number 3. It comes Tuesday, November 23rd, which is tomorrow. Now, in terms of pack details, it's pretty standard, right? There's just going to be the one queue. Essentially, anybody can enter it. It'll be starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. Again, 2 p.m. Eastern. There's going to be 240,000 packs available. The max transaction per transaction is going to be 5, which can be done twice. So you're still going to be able to max buy 10 packs. But you have to do it in 5-pack intervals. So you get in line, you buy 5 packs, which is the max. Then you can hop right back in line. And if there's still packs available, when your spot comes up again, you can max buy 5 more for 10. Now, in drops past, you never would think that this would even be a possibility. You never thought that, you know, there'd be enough packs to go around where you could get in line, get 5, and then get back in line and able to get another spot to get more packs. This was the case in drop number 2. I think it'll be the same for drop number 3, but if that is not the case, I would not be surprised. And again, a little bit more on that when we talk about my strategy for base set drop number 3. So the base set common edition size, again, no surprises here. There's going to be the 4K quad badge rookies, which we're expecting, and it goes all the way up to 60K CC. If you don't know what the CC means, it's essentially telling you, you know, don't get your hopes up. It's going to stay at 60 CC. By the time the season ends, that number could be at 70 or could even be at 75 CC, depending upon how many users we get in. And we know from the office hours with Roham that the plan is to double the user base. So it very well could go over 60 CC if they execute on their task. All right, now nothing that I've said thus far should take anyone by surprise. We've all been here. We've all done that. We know how these base set drops go. Nothing really changes all that much. But here is where the research comes into play. I went ahead and I separated the field. Okay, I put my top pack pulls over here, others receiving votes over here, and other quad badge rookies at least worth mentioning. As we know, as long as you have the triple rookie badge plus top shot badge, and again, I know it seems to be a hot topic that I call these things quad badge rookies. Oh, actually, perfect timing. Before we get into the top pack pulls, we got a bit of breaking news here about a new Vintage Vibe Showcase challenge that just went live, you know, right now. So Vintage Vibe Showcase Challenge 7 is live, and this one's going to be for an Allen Iverson, aka AI, which is going to be stellar. Obviously, when you have a name like Allen Iverson, you know it's going to be a pricey challenge. So let's go ahead and take a look at the requirements live as this information is coming in. So it's going to be a 10-moment showcase challenge, which is pretty beefy. You're going to need 2 05-06 run it back point guards. You're going to need 2 05-06 run it back layup plays of play type moments. All right, so not great. You're going to need 1 any rare moment from the 76ers. And you're going to need 5 archive layup plays of any moment. Which doesn't make a lot of sense the way it's phrased. Because if it's an archive layup play, then it's not any moment. It has to be an archive layup. So let me rephrase that. You're going to need 5 archive layup moments there. So 2 run it back point guards, 2 run it back layups, 1 rare 76ers moment, and then 5 archive layups. That's going to be a pretty beefy challenge for sure. Now, if you're not interested in fronting the money to try to get this Allen Iverson, it's probably in your best interest to, if you have any of these requirements that are about to take a spike, like if you have any of the 05-06 rare point guards, you might want to move off of it now as you can, you know, get a nice little profit off of it. Now, this showcase challenge is going to go until November 24th. So you only have 2 days to decide if you're going to go in on this showcase challenge or not. So make sure you choose wisely because this one is going to get a bit expensive. By the time you listen to this podcast, all the moments are probably going to be at their maximum value already, which isn't great. I'm going to go ahead and comb through my collection. And if I have any moments that are spiking, I am looking to move them. I'm looking to be a seller in the coming days. So that's just a bit of breaking news live on the podcast, which is pretty cool. Allen Iverson Vintage Vibe Showcase Challenge just went live. All right, back to the base set. Man, it doesn't feel great to go from like a Vintage Vibes Allen Iverson back to fucking base set. But, you know, it is what it is. All right, so I went ahead and I separated the top pack pulls, and I was only able to come up with 3 of them, which isn't great. Now, again, all the moments that I'm going to be talking about here today are new to drop number 3. These are moments that you could not get in drop number 2 or drop number 1. So I separated 3 top pack pulls. We're going to go from number 3 up to number 1 because there's a massive discrepancy between number 1 and number 2. So coming in at number 3, there will be a Bam Adebayo 9.9K limited edition. Now, the limited editions we've seen sell on average anywhere between 40 and 12. All right, the LaMelo ball goes for about 40 to 50. The Jaylen Brown, which is the highest 9.9K outside of LaMelo, currently goes for like 11. So we have a huge range of outcomes there. 50 and 11. All right. So not great. And I feel like Bam Adebayo is going to definitely be on the $11 to $12 side. I don't think it's going to touch anywhere close to the LaMelo $50 side. Coming in number two, second place, Ja Morant, also a 9.9K limited edition. I think the Ja Morant will probably fall between like $15 and $20 range. I feel like the community out there loves Ja Morant. I think they value Ja Morant more than what they do Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown is currently the highest 9.9K limited edition moment we have, only behind the LaMelo. Ja Morant will not touch the LaMelo. LaMelo has like a golden aura around him. He's just like, the dude's on another stratosphere when it comes to NBA Top Shot. So I think that Ja Morant will fall right in the middle between Jaylen Brown and LaMelo Ball, but definitely higher than Bam Adebayo. Again, not trying to throw shade. Shouts to my guy, Bam Adebayo. And in first place, and this one is a no contest. This is a first round knockout. This, you know, there was no, you know, split decision to be made here. It's Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes is finally getting his quad badge moment, or, you know, to the people out there, the hecklers out there, the triple rookie badge plus Top Shot debut badge, which in total is four badges. But what do I know? Scotty Barnes is getting his moment. Now, I already leaked what the moment was going to be on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. You're going to want to follow it, especially right around pack drop season, because following CryptoBallersTS can help boost the chances of you getting a low serial number pull out of your packs. It's hashtag scientifically proven. Now, I'm just excited because finally we're getting a moment that can rival the Evan Mobley quad badge moment, which currently has the lowest asking price of $350, still $350. So just for fun, I went ahead and I gave my own FMV, or fair market value, on what the Scotty Barnes moment is going to go for once it hits the open marketplace. If Evan Mobley is at $350 and continuing to go strong, now keep in mind, a lot of these values are based off of how the players are actually performing. Like Jalen Suggs is doing okay. His price point is okay. Tyler Christopher isn't really doing anything. So again, his price isn't really doing anything. Scotty Barnes has been a monster. And Evan Mobley is going to miss the next 2 weeks. And his moment is still at $350. Scotty Barnes also looks like the real deal, just like Mobley does. Scotty Barnes looks way better than I expected, to be honest. On draft day, I didn't think Scotty Barnes was going to be all that, but he looks fantastic. Now, he did get to benefit from Pascal Siakam missing time to start the year, so Scotty Barnes could just get right in there and start doing his thing right away. But Scotty Barnes, I feel like he's a fan favorite. I feel like the public knows the name. I think the public enjoys watching this kid. So I'm going to go fair market value on the Scotty Barnes quad badge moment. I'm going to go fair market value of about $325. I don't think it's going to pass Mobley, but I think it's going to be close. I think these are going to be the two most expensive guys in the set thus far. Scotty Barnes will definitely be at least in second place for the most expensive moment in base set for Series 3. And I think the only other rookie that could give these two a run for their money in terms of fair market value is going to be Cade Cunningham, which we are not getting in this drop. So with that being said, real quick, just a quick recap. The top pack pulls, we're looking at a Bam Adebayo 9.9K, a Ja Morant 9.9K, and then the Scotty Barnes triple rookie badge plus Top Shot debut badge. So in my others receiving votes, this is just a category where it's just, you know, popular names, all-star, all NBA caliber players that are getting their first moment in the set. Luka Doncic is joining the party with a 60K CC assist, and Damian Lillard as well, making a layup at 60K CC. 60K CC, I'm still not used to that. All right, so, and that's really it for others receiving votes. Amongst the regular 60K CC players, it's really these two guys and then everyone else. If you want to throw like Draymond Green into the group with these guys, I mean, that's fine by me. Draymond Green's going to be a Hall of Famer in his own right. But Luka Doncic and Damian Lillard, those are the two big names that are getting their first moment. Now, again, these guys are in the others receiving votes. I don't think these guys' moments, these 60Ks, I don't think they're going to be worth really anything. My guess is that the Luka and the Lillard, they might be worth like 10 to 12-ish. Okay, obviously, it's really dependent upon what serial number you get. But if you just get a middle of the road 30K out of 60K on these guys, it's not really going to, like, you'll get your pack money back if you get one of these guys. But I'm not expecting anything crazy. But anytime you open up a pack and you see, oh, I get a Luka or I get a Lillard, you're not mad at that pack. So with this, with the players that we've been getting in these base sets, it's nice to be able to have a chance to get a Luka and a Damian Lillard at least, right? All right, so we went over top pack pulls. We went over the others receiving votes. Now it's time we talk about the other quad badge rookie moments that are worth mentioning, because if you get one of these quad badge rookies, even if the rookie is not a popular player, which, trust me, this whole category is pretty much devoted to non-popular rookies. Some of you guys might not even know who these players are or who they even play for. So they get thrown into their own category of quad badge rookies worth mentioning, because again, if you get a quad badge rookie, it's going to sell for a profit. All right, last I checked, like the Tyler Christophers of the world, they go for about $35-ish, which again, that covers like four base set packs. So you can't be mad at any quad badge rookie, like, ever. So these are guys that are, you know, quote unquote, worth mentioning. So here we go. Now, these are in no specific order. They're all in the same group. So we're going to be getting a Joshua Primo three-pointer. Again, these are all 4K limited editions with four badges attached to them. So we're going to be getting a Joshua Primo. We're going to be getting a Jeremiah Robinson Earl layup, a Trey Murphy the third three-pointer, a Usman Garba block, and a Bones Highland mid-range jump shot. Wow, quite the class of rookies we got there. I mean, raise your hand if you're familiar with any of them. My guess is Trey Murphy, you guys probably heard of, I think. Bones Highland, Bones. Anytime you have a first name like Bones, it's like it really sticks into your mind, like if you see it or if you hear it. So some of you guys might know him just off of name value alone. Joshua Primo might be the most popular one, I'm not sure. But I feel like these guys are all going to fall in the $30 to $40 grouping, which again, $9 a pack. If you can get a $40 moment in it, that's a really nice profit, right? That's 4X on your investment. So you're not mad at it. Now, if you're going to be max buying the packs, you're hoping that you can get, you know, one or two of these guys to cover it at least. But those are the other quad rookies, the other quad rookies that are getting their debut on NBA Top Shot for base set series 3. So if you can get any of those guys, it's great. They'll definitely be more valuable than the Luka Doncic, Damian Lillard base sets. Those are just kind of like, you know, when you get the base sets in the packs, you're not expecting too much. If you can get a Luka or a Dame for your 60K, you feel at least you're not mad at it. But you want to get the quad badge rookies, even the guys that aren't popular names. You're going to want them more than the Luka Doncic and Damian Lillard's of the world. Now, if you can get lucky enough to get like a serial number one Luka Doncic or 77 or Damian Lillard number one, obviously that changes the game entirely. And it's worth bringing up because we've actually had a listener pull a serial number one Luka Doncic before. So again, make sure you're following us on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. That's all one word, no periods, no underscores. It can boost the chances of you getting some low serial pulls out of your packs. It is hashtag scientifically proven. So to give you guys a very quick recap, top pack pulls, we're looking at a Ja Morant 9.9, Bam Adebayo 9.9, and a Scotty Barnes 4K quad badge. Other receiving votes was a Luka Doncic 60K and a Damian Lillard 60K. Moment, those are nice little throw-ins. You get them, you're not mad at them. They'll probably pay off for one pack on their own, but not much more than that. And the quad badge rookies that are worth mentioning, if you get these guys, you're looking at 4 to 5X. You feel pretty good about it, but they're not the most popular players in the world. Joshua Primo, Jeremiah Robinson Earl, Trey Murphy III, Usman Garba, and Bones Highland. If you can get any of those guys, you're at least feeling good about it. You're not feeling, you know, you're not nearly as happy as you'd be if you got a Scotty Barnes, but you're still not mad at pulling any kind of quad badge rookie. So that brings me to the final point of today's podcast. Is this drop going to be worth max buying 10 packs? Again, you can get 10, but you got to do it in 5 pack intervals. 5 packs here, jump back in line, grab another 5. That's the only way you can get 10. a lot of people have done this strategy in drop number two, when almost everybody in drop number one just straight up bought 10. Now they split it in half. So is it worth buying 10 packs in total for drop number three? Now, this is my answer. Again, this is solely mine. I'm not telling you guys what to do with your Dapper balance, but this is how I view it. So my answer is yes. And it's an emphatic yes, okay? Because, and there's a caveat to it, because normally when I saw that this drop was coming, I was like, I saw Scotty Barnes, so I wanted to at least try to get some packs. I wasn't sure if I was going to go 10 packs deep, but my whole opinion of this drop changed when the S1 pack was announced, all right? And I'll tell you why. So the current floor on S3 base moment, the 60k CCs, are actually up. They're up, they hover between $3 and $4 a piece, and is due to the surge in trade tickets, because right now people are trying to get trade tickets in bunches. So they're buying up all the cheapest moments, which in turn is rising the floor on those. And the moments that are getting bought up like hotcakes right now are the 60k CCs from Series 3. That is the only series in the base set that is currently positive. Series 1 and Series 2 are both dropping in value. Series 3s are going up. So this is your chance to sell, which is great. So now you can go in there and you could buy 10 packs. You can spend the $90 of, not $90. Actually, yeah, $90. What am I thinking of? For some reason, just popped in my head that they were $10 a piece. So I was like, 90? What are you talking about? It's 100. No, it's actually 90. So it's $9 a pack, 10 packs. Ugh, easy math, right? So is it worth spending $90 of Dapper? I think it is, for the chance that you could get one of the 4K rookies, or just the Scotty Barnes alone. It's worth the shot, because any moments you get, if you're saving up for the trade tickets, this is your chance to acquire a bunch of trade tickets that you can put towards your S1 drop, which again is going to be coming next week. We're going to cover all that on Wednesday. Don't you worry. But this is your chance to either sell 60Ks that you currently have from drop one and drop two, or the way that I see it is that it's kind of like a get out of jail free card. You can put up the $90 worth of Dapper, and if you get nothing but straight 60K CCs, which is really unfortunate, but it does happen. It happened to me in drop number two. So I've been burned by the all 60K 10 packs. I've gotten burned by it before, just like I'm sure a lot of you guys have. But this time it's a little differently, because if you get all 60K CCs, you're going to be able to sell them from between $3 and $4 a piece. So essentially, you're going to end up making, potentially a profit, or at worst, you're going to be able to get your money back. So why not take 10 shots at trying to get a Scotty Barnes? And if you don't hit, if you don't get that hit, you can throw all of them back in the marketplace at $3 to $4 a piece, and you're actually going to more than likely be able to get your money back this time, which you could not say about drop number one and drop number two, okay? Because those floors, I saw a bunch of them going for $1, $2, and it was a nightmare. But now that the floor is up due to the Series 1 pack coming next week, I feel like this is our chance to buy 10. And then worst case scenario, you don't get anything out of those 10, and you can just throw them right back in the marketplace, and people will buy them for between $3 and $4 because they're trying to get as many trade tickets as possible, because you need 350 trade tickets, which again, we're going to get into all that on Wednesday. Don't you worry, but it is a prime. This drop is so set up to get 10 packs. It's crazy. So I know I'll be in line. I am totally planning on buying 10 of them if possible. But again, because so many people are going to be pervy to this strategy, it could make it so you might not be able to get back in line to get an additional 5. Because there's going to be people out there that are trying to get as many trade tickets as possible, and you could either buy moments for $3 or $4 in the marketplace, or you could spend $9 and get 3 potential trade tickets. So do the math on that. That's $3 a piece. It'd be the same thing. So why not take a chance on getting packs? And you might be lucky enough to get like a Scotty Barnes, which all of a sudden you're looking at like your plus 300 in the green on off your estimated value. So it's going to be interesting. I am very curious to see if people are going to be able to get back in line to purchase an additional 5. I'm going to be trying to. I see it as like I don't like the stars are aligning for this drop. I had no intention to max buy 10 packs this time around, but because the floor is so high, the risk on spending all the Dapper on these 10 packs, I feel like the risk reward is heavily in your favor for reward. I don't think that there's a lot of risk in this drop, which I could not say about drop number one and drop number two. That is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I want you to let me know on Twitter if you're going to follow my lead. Are you going to follow my strategy with the 10 packs with the high floor, the temporary high floor, keep in mind. All right, the floor is not going to be high forever. Once this series one drop comes and goes, that floor is going to come right back down. We have a great window here to buy these 10 packs because there is very little risk. That's all I'm trying to say. All right. No more ranting. No more raving. It's Monday. I should not have this much energy on a Monday, probably because it's a short week. We got Thanksgiving coming this week. It was brought to my attention. Some members asked me, they reached out via DM at CryptoBallersTS. Should we run a DFS NFL crypto contest on Thanksgiving? Since Thanksgiving, it's turkey, it's football. They go hand in hand. So I'm thinking about doing an NFL DFS crypto contest on Thursday, Thanksgiving. So keep an eye out on that. Again, that'll be announced on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. It is not a guarantee we're going to do it, but I think we're probably going to do it. All right. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast. May the marketplace forever be in your favor. And we all get the Scotty Barneses tomorrow. Okay. That's what I want. There's enough of them for all of us to go around. Let's all get the Scotty Barnes.